Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen and Council President Antonio Luis Santos da Costa to be chief guests of 77th Republic Day of India tomorrow. EU Commissioner for Trade Maro Sefcovic says EU and India free trade agreement talks near conclusion. Veteran journalist and author Mark Tully passes away in New Delhi. US threatens to impose 100% tariff on Canada if it signs trade deal with China. Massive winter storm in US leaves over 6 lakh people without power, more than 10,000 flights cancelled. India will celebrate the 77th Republic Day tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and President of the European Council, Antonio Luis Santos da Costa, will be the chief guests at the Republic Day parade. Our correspondent has a report.
The theme this year is Swatantrata Ka Mantra Vande Mataram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra Atmanirbhar Bharat. The parade will start with Prime Minister Narendra Modi laying a wreath at the National War Memorial.
President Draupadi Murmu will receive salute during a ceremonial march past, which will include units from the armed forces, paramilitary forces, auxiliary civil forces, NCC and NSS.
President of the European Council Antonio Costa and the President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen will be the chief guests at the parade. 30 tableaus from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments will be showcased during the parade. The event will conclude with a flypast by 29 aircrafts including Rafale, Sukhoi 30, C-295, MiG-29 and Apache among others. With Rishu Pallavi Parmar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India and the United States today discussed various aspects of India-US ties, Indo-Pacific and Ukraine conflict. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that congressional interactions have always been an important facet of the India-US relationship. The U.S. congressional delegation, comprised of Mike Rogers, Adam Smith and Jamie Patronis, along with U.S. Ambassador to India, Sergio Gore. In U.S., another Minneapolis resident was shot dead yesterday, escalated the already tense situation in the Minnesota state government. The victim was identified as Alex Jeffrey Pretty. The incident occurred amid ongoing federal immigration operations in Minnesota, involving Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Protection. The federal agency said the officer fired defensive shots, fearing for his life and the safety of the public. The medical aid delivered to the subject, but was dead at the scene. It said an individual approached Border Patrol officers with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun, 2 magazines and no ID. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump defended federal immigration agents, questioned the role of local police and accused state officials for misconduct. Veteran journalist and author Mark Tully passed away in New Delhi today at the age of 90. Mark Tully was born in Kolkata on 24th of October 1935. He joined the BBC in the 1960s and went on to serve as its India correspondent and then bureau chief in New Delhi for more than 2 decades. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of veteran journalist and renowned broadcaster Sir Mark Tully. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Sir Mark Tully's deep connect with India and its people was vividly reflected in his works. He noted that Sir Mark's reporting and insights have left an enduring mark on public discourse. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened Canada to impose 100% tariff on their goods if the country strikes a trade deal with China. Trump wrote in a social media post that if Canada makes a deal with China, it will immediately be hit with a 100% tariff against all Canadian goods and products coming into the U.S. It is unclear what deal Trump is referring to in his social media post. Canada's Prime Minister, Mark Carney, announced a strategic partnership with China last week and agreed to reduce tariffs. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has called for Buy Canadian and Build Canadian in response to the new tariff threat from U.S. President Donald Trump. PM Carney published a pre-taped video on his personal social media account about buying and building Canadian to combat economic threats from other countries. More than 10,000 flights have been cancelled and over 6 lakh people were left without electricity as the winter storm intensified in the United States over the weekend. Officials warned that Sunday could rank among the worst days for weather-related flight disruptions in U.S. aviation history. American Airlines cancelled more than a third of its scheduled flights, according to airline and airport data. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued emergency declarations for several states and as authorities continue to prepare frigid cold, which will sweep across the eastern two-thirds of the country. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. EU Commissioner for Trade Maro Sefcovic today said that India and the European Union are nearing the conclusion of the free trade agreement negotiations. Mr. Sefcovic, who is also Commissioner of Inter-Institutional Relations and Transparency, met with the Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal after arriving in India today. A report.
The meeting between Piyush Goyal and Mr. Sefcovic comes ahead of the EU-India summit, which will be hosted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi on Tuesday. Sharing the post on social media with Mr. Goyal, Sefcovic said the accumulation of an intense past year trade engagement reflects its importance. Mr. Goyal said the sustained and constructive engagement between India and the EU and their teams over the past year has brought them closer to a fruitful outcome. At the summit, the leaders are expected to adopt a joint EU-India comprehensive strategic agenda to reinforce the strategic partnership and deepen cooperation, which delivers stability and prosperity at home and beyond. Meanwhile, European Council President Antonio Luis Santos da Costa in a statement said that India is a crucial partner for the EU and shares the capacity and responsibility to protect the rules-based international order. Costa and the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, were accorded a guard of honor and a ceremonial welcome at the airport in New Delhi today. Leyen and Costa will attend India's 77th Republic Day celebrations on January 26th as guests of honor. Elsa Williams for World News.
UNESCO has announced an emergency assistance package to protect cultural heritage and sustain education in parts of Vietnam, which were heavily affected by storms in November last year. The emergency assistance package is valued at around $740,000. In a statement, UNESCO said that typhoons Vifa, Bualaw and Matmo have left a devastating impact, killed hundreds of people, damaged hundreds and thousands of homes nationwide. In Bangladesh, a 23-year-old Hindu mechanic, Chanchal Chandra Bhomik, was burned to death after miscreants allegedly set fire to the car repair workshop where he was sleeping late on January 23 in Nirsingdi town, triggering renewed criticism of Bangladesh's law and order situation under the Muhammad Yunus-led interim government. The incident is the latest in a series of attacks on Hindu individuals in recent weeks, including reported cases in Shariatpur and Mymensingh, heightening fear among minority communities. In cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 8 wickets in the third T20 match at ACA Stadium, Barsapara in Guwahati tonight. Surya Kumar Yadav, a led man in blue, secured the series 3-0. New Zealand had set a target of 154 runs for India in the third T20 match. Put into bat first, the visitors scored 153 runs, losing 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen and Council President Antonio Luis Santos da Costa to be chief guests of 77th Republic Day of India tomorrow. EU Commissioner for Trade Maro Sefcovic says EU and India Free Trade Agreement talks near conclusion. Veteran journalist and author Mark Tully passes away in New Delhi. US threatens to impose 100% tariff on Canada if it signs trade deal with China. Massive winter storm in US leaves over 6 lakh people without power. More than 10,000 flights cancelled. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.